Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. With us in studio is the communications coordinator for the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, Emily Shetler. And Jesse Stewart is also with us from ABI. Welcome, ladies. Good to have you both here again.
Thank you. Great to be here. Thanks, Michael.
You know, this is kind of fun. How many times, Emily, have you graced our studio, you think? I know, but I'm just...
It's probably been two or three times.
Yeah, at least three times that we could count. And you were here before,
twice,
Jesse, talking about?
Leadership Iowa and all the foundation programs.
And those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. The Iowa Association of Business and Industry. Let's turn to Emily first of all and tell us, what is Iowa ABI?
Well, the Association of Business and Industry is a trade organization representing about 1,500 member companies throughout the state. So we provide lobbying services and support at the Capitol. We also provide a lot of educational opportunities, including our annual conference, which is coming up 9 weeks from today, actually.
But who's counting, right?
Right. And then we've got the foundation, which is kind of Jesse's, where Jesse focuses on. We offer a lot of professional development opportunities for high school, college students and professionals.
And this is for any size business.
Right. We have from just a few employees all the way up to the state's largest employers and everything in between.
There you go. All right. Let's turn our attention to what's going on in 9 weeks. But who's counting? That's the Taking Care of Business session. It's an educational session. It's an opportunity for people to network and get together and also have a little fun on the side, I think. I was in Bettendorf last year, and this year we're headed up to Sioux City.
Yep, we're going all the way to the other side of the state, June 14th through 16th. It's going to be a great time. Our chairman this year, Paul Gregory, has really focused on an interactive conference. And so you'll see that through everything that we have going on, from our welcome reception the first night through the educational escapes that we're having and all of our keynote speakers. So I think it's going to be a really great event.
One of the things I think that people need to understand about the Taking Care of Business conference is that it is anything but a stuffy conference. I mean, folks don't hang around just, you know, with their nose up in the air or anything like that. This is really an opportunity to meet and associate with and get to know individuals in business from across the state. And it's not at all stuffy, is it?
No, it's not at all. It's probably one of the largest gatherings of business people in Iowa each year. We draw about 600 people from around the state, top business leaders. But then we're also encouraging, and we're seeing more and more people bring some of their young professionals, those leaders that they see rising through the company. And it's really just an opportunity to not only learn a lot, there's a lot of practical information that gets shared there, but to have fun, meet potential business partners, customers, suppliers, and peers that you can bounce ideas off of, and you know, just share different stories of doing business in Iowa.
Absolutely. You know, one of the big things that's out there on the minds of many business leaders is succession planning. You know, what do I do with my business? Maybe the kids aren't wanting to get into the business, or maybe they're in business in another area. And so there's a lot of concern about that. Where do I go? And so that's a wise thing to do, is to bring some junior executives and other individuals along to the Taking Care of Business conference so that they can at least, well, you know, start that process, at least that consideration.
Absolutely. It's a huge concern, especially when you think of, you know, all of the baby boomers that are getting ready to retire. You've also got a lot of baby boomer business owners and what's going to happen to their companies. So it's, in addition to bringing those YPs, we've really, that's a big focus of the conference this year. We've got a session focused on mergers and acquisitions and how to go through that process, a session on how to sell your privately owned business, and then several talent development, professional development sessions that are great for young professionals and people with 30, 40 years of experience alike.
Well, the numbers are absolutely startling. Homebase Iowa just released a study this past week that indicated that 29,000 individuals are seeking retirement from corporations like Now. And how do we fill those when we're already, we need 100,000 people to take open jobs now? So it's a big deal. It really is.
Yeah, workforce has is always top of mind for all of our members, and I think a lot of business leaders in the state. And that's also leads to another point. One of our keynote speakers this year will be Kathy Button Bell. She's the vice president and chief marketing officer at Emerson. They're,
that's Paul Gregory's place.
Yep, it's our chairman's company. They make.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but I think she's going to give a really great speech, and she's going to focus on young professionals and women in the workplace, how to recruit them, how to kind of implement some of the STEM. They make valves and different components for pipelines, and so they're obviously very STEM oriented and how to implement those programs in your company, how to attract young employees in those fields.
Now, when you talked about these learning sessions, what are you calling them again?
They're educational escapes.
Escapes. Why are we calling them escapes?
We, as I mentioned earlier, Paul's focus this year is really on having an interactive conference. The kind of the theme this year is Dare to be Different. This is not going to be like any other business conference you've attended. And so the challenge we really put forth to people who submitted who wanted to present at the conference was to make their session interactive and really provide solid takeaways and immerse participants in the learning experience. We've actually, this week, we are meeting with everyone. We've got 14 different educational escapes. We're meeting with all of them this week to look through their, to work with them through their presentations. Mm-hmm. And we've got some really stellar presentations that are coming through. They're going to be fun. They're going to be educational. And they're going to be lively. So.
And interactive. That's what we like, right? Yeah, they're escapes. Ladies and gentlemen, go to Sioux City and escape for just a couple of days. Also in studio with us is Jesse Stewart. Jesse is with the Iowa Association of Business and Industry in the new leadership area. You were here some time ago, and we were talking about that. What's going on with you guys?
Sure. We are keeping busy for at the ABI Foundation and getting geared up for new programs coming up this summer. Our next deadline, or kind of what we're focusing on right now, is our Leadership Iowa program, which is Iowa's premier issues awareness program for adult professionals. So current emerging leaders, we select 40 every year to travel with us across the state once a month for 8 months. And we're accepting nominations for our new class. And that deadline is coming up very quickly on May 1st. So.
And this is an opportunity for people to join Iowa Association of Business and Industry and really get a backstory look at businesses from the Mississippi to the Missouri.
Absolutely. We focus on different topics every month, from education to agriculture to business and industry as a whole, and just really bringing together all of these Iowa leaders in one place. So creating that network, and it's just a great opportunity to, you know, build their network, build connections, but also really rediscover Iowa and really get immersed in these communities where we travel and learn more about what's going on in our state.
Clearly, Mike Ralston and the crew over there at Iowa Association of Business and Industry have a lot of stuff going on. Speaking about deadlines, and your deadline is May 1st.
May 1st, yes.
And you've got a deadline coming up too, Emily, for the upcoming Taking Care of Business conference, don't you?
Yes. So our first early bird registration rate ends April 28th, so it's important to register by April 28th if they want to take advantage of that.
And that's a significant savings, and if you want to go to this adventure, learn something, and be able to interact with business peers from across the state, maybe a good time to register like right now. We will have all those links up on our podcast and radio blog page so that people can go and do that on their leisure. Good stuff. All right. Nice to see you again, Emily.
Yes, you too. Thanks for having us.
And,
yes, it's
our pleasure. And Jesse, good to see you as well. Good luck to you both. And off to a busy conference. It's the Iowa Association of Business and Industry taking care of business conference. It's up in Sioux City. Paul Gregory is the master of ceremonies, so to speak, at this event. He's a fun guy, by the way, and a good guy at the same time. Have a good time.
Great. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Thank you. We got to scoot out of here. We're going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to take a look at what happened on Wall Street, and it was a pretty good day for Wall Street today. We'll tell you about the numbers and what made them so. And that's all ahead of more with the Business News Hour next half hour.